Too Much Rock podcast number 717. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the 7 inches that I've picked up this month, and I play my favorite track from each. That's right, it's an all vinyl edition of the Too Much Rock podcast. Every time I travel, I try to go to the local record store and buy a 7-inch. 7 inches are easy. You can shove them in a book, shove them in your backpack. They're going to travel fine. And it's not a record I know I want. Maybe I just like the cover. Maybe the label or the year speaks to me. Who knows? But for whatever reason, I've picked up that 7-inch. They come home with me. They get kind of stuck on the corner of my desk. And sometimes they sit there for too long. So I've gathered all of them that I've gotten in the last month or so. 8 of them. And we're going to play them on this week's podcast. Some of them are winners. Some of them are losers, but I hope you'll stick through it with me. We start with one from the Frisbees. The song is called Sweet Sweet Honey, and that's the B-side of the Bubblegum Marathon 7-inch that came out in 1983 on Black Sun Records. I don't know anything about that band or if they've ever done anything else, but I love some bubblegum, and that one there is fun. We're going to continue on here with some lovely ska. This is the Box Boys with the song Separate Rooms.
Oh,
welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. Off to a kinkin' start today. We ended there with Heavy Manners from Chicago and the song Flaming First. That's the A-side of a 7-inch that came out in 1981 on Disturbing Records. I picked that one up at Reckless Records in Chicago, so it only seemed right. And then before that, we heard from the Box Boys from L.A. with the song Separate Rooms. That is on the Scallingtons from the Closet 7-inch that came out in 1980 on MAO Records. That is the band's second 7-inch and with their second singer. I didn't know anything about either of those bands until I read the Ska Boom book, and so I was happy to find those when I was out in my travels. Add those to my collection. Both are very entertaining. We're going to continue on here. A couple of country records I picked up. This one's by Jerry Pierce, and the song is called The Ballad of Dick Stacy.
There's a legend in the north about a man that hails from Maine. A country music trooper from the Pine Tree State he came. Helping common people play their music is his aim. Everybody knows Dick Stacy is his name. He's got the gift of gab in a country sort of way. People love to listen to what Stacy has to say. Leader of the jamboree, that's his claim to fame. Everybody knows Dick Stacy is his name. And I'm happy to be a Dick Stacy fan. Dick Stacy the legend, Dick Stacy the man.
And remember, when you buy a pair of Atlas tires at Stacy's Chevron Fuel Mart, you get your alignment at no charge.
He's known through all the Maritimes, from Dartmouth to Glace Bay, from Fredericton to Moncton, from Amherst to Calais, Halifax to St. John, Sussex, Truro, Windsor to New Glasgow, PEI. Dick Stacy's coming through.
And I'm happy to be a Dick Stacy fan. Dick Stacy the legend, Dick Stacy the man.
See these hands? They pump gas and by golly, they stink.
I'm happy to be a Dick Stacy fan. Dick Stacy the legend, Dick Stacy the man.
Time clock, they don't have them in a bar. The only thing we take to work is our old guitar. We turn out country music for dollars, quarters, and dimes. Working every night on that honky-tonk assembly line. Songs all are labeled as the night goes on, from Waylon to Willie, from Haggard to No Show Jones. We put them all together until it's closing time. Working every night on that honky-tonk assembly line. Security and no pension plan for pickers and singers and a honky-tonk band. Lord, there is no future if you don't make big time. honky-tonk assembly line. The songs all are labeled as the night goes on, from Waylon to Willie, from Haggard to No-Show Jones. We put them all together until closing time, working every night on that honky-tonk assembly line. Lord, you can't make no money when your requests get behind, working every night on that honky-tonk assembly line.
Wrap things up there with a couple of country singles that I pulled from the dollar bin at Taz Records in Halifax, Nova Scotia, ending there with Tommy Boyles and the song Honky Tonk Assembly Line. That's the B-side of the Enon, Ohio single that came out in 1982 on Granite Records. That one's credited to Skip Graves. I don't know anything about Skip Graves or Tommy Boyles, but that one should be a classic, right? And then before that, we heard from Jerry Pierce with the song The Ballad of Dick Stacy. That's on a 7-inch that came out on By Golly Records. I don't even know what year that one was. That one's got a fun story behind it, though. Evidently, Dick Stacy was someone in Bangor, maybe, that helped sponsor a country jamboree and sponsor bands to tour in Atlantic Canada. So kind of a fun story behind that one. I feel like I'm running my own dollar country podcast. Definitely cut rate. And I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I've got more singles here for you. This one, I don't know. This is Tommy Conwell. The song is called I'm Not Your Man.
For a hero. got to have some fun while you still know how.
I'm not your man.
Do a monkey chase a lion, I'm a coconut tree.
I'm not your man.
You sweet little angel, I ain't never
gonna
be.
That was Segarini with the song Don't Believe a Word I Say. That's a single that came out in 1978 on Bomb Records. He's from somewhere in Canada, where I guess he was a TV personality as well. I picked that one up because the B-side contains a cover of People Are Strange by The Doors, and he's got some very weird and loose connections to power pop artists. Not a winner there, though. Before that, we heard from Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers with the song I'm Not Your Man. That was a single that came out in 1988 on Columbia Records, a band based out of Philadelphia, and I think still active, just in that kind of bar band rock and roll sort of way. I picked that one up at a place called Bucket of Blood in Chicago. I picked that one up because the 7-inch has a picture sleeve and the guy on the front, kind of rockabilly looking, but also a little bit like Tommy Stinson. So I thought maybe that's what I'd get. That's not what we got there. So not my thing there, but you win some and you lose some. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 717. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website, toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, and YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. We've got Blast Monkeys playing the mini bar on the 19th. Willie Watson is playing Knuckleheads same night. That Sex-Mex show at Farewell is canceled. On the 20th, Nyx is playing mini bar. 21st has Various Blonde at mini bar. They Watch Us from the Moon is at Skate Bar on the 22nd. Mummies are at Madrid that night. Waxahachie plays in Midland on the 23rd. Boys Life reunion at Record Bar that night. 27th, Ha Ha Tonka is at Record Bar. Frog Pond plays Record Bar on the 29th, while Madman plays Rhino that night. Arson Class plays Skate Bar on the 30th. 7-band bill on the 30th is also Still Ill at Sister Anne's, and that should be a really good show. And on the 30th, we've got Whiffs at the Union Library, as well as Roseline at the Ship. Look at the website. Lots of new things out there. I've been busy. Photos and videos and my thoughts of Apocalypse Meow 17, which include Flair the Rebel, Nathan Corsi in My Atomic Daydream, Creepy Jingles, and Julia Haley. And then photos, videos, and my thoughts of the March Violets Rose Garden Funeral Party and Revisor show, and of the Chameleons and Wingtip show, and lastly, of the Creepy Jingles, Eradicats, and Slut show that happened at the replay last weekend. And I got one more for you here. It's by a band called The City. I don't know where they're from, but it includes members of Minute Work and includes their producer who decided he was going to front a band. Somebody should have said no to him because this is bad. I'm going to play the song Fatal Attraction. It's the B-side of the Walk Away single that came out in 1986 on Chrysalis Records. If you don't make it to the end, I understand. Thank you very much for giving it a try. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast. We'll talk again next week.
I want